Primos y primas, que lo que, welcome, bienvenidos to the Dear God Are We There Yet, the podcast con tu prima favorita, soy Alicia Sanchez, and yes, this podcast is bilingual, empowering social good one conversation at a time, sharing weekly insights and inspirations from people adding their magic to make this world a better place. Whether you want to learn more about volunteer travel, being more socially conscious, or you love a good conversation that breaks down barriers while evoking pasión and emoción, this is the podcast for you. Grab a cafecito y vamos a hablar. Primos y primas, ¿qué lo que? All right, your bonus three episode. I'm so excited. I want to talk about this. I'm going to jump right in because it's how can I love more? And this story kind of just, it hit me because sometimes, you know, like we're so judgmental. We walk around all day. We don't know. Everybody has a story. Sometimes you can't see someone's disability and you automatically think that they can or cannot do something based on laziness or based on whatever the case is. This story is about a young guy and what he's living with and how his disability shouldn't define his ability to love or the ability to connect or the ability to feel or have emotions or change. And, you know, there are few better questions than how can I love more? It invites us to look for opportunities to connect more deeply with others in all of our relationships. So it doesn't always have to be romantically relationships. It can just be our family at home. And sometimes it will mean putting more energy into being present or generous, even when you don't even feel like it. Or how about being present and generous with ourselves, even if it feels very self, you know, indulgent. And this is how we'll call him Ted. His name, we'll call him Ted for this episode. He was one day on online dating, and that is, you know, what dating has been looking like for the past couple years. It's different. I've done online dating, I ain't gonna lie. And he was on his online dating and he met a girl and he said, wow, like this, they connected. They were speaking for a year and a half and they were going on dates on and off, on and off. And they were going on a date and he always told her that he had a disability. He was very upfront and very honest. And Ted was like, You know, this is my disability. This is who I am. This is who I'm a part of. And she's like, yeah, no, I support you. I don't worry. I respect, like, I'm here for you. And one day, he lives in Chicago. I can tell you that much because of the weather. Ted lives in Chicago. And one day he ended up in the hospital. This is after a year and a half of them talking, going dating. I mean, they are speaking about his, you know, his diagnoses and his disability and all these other underlying conditions that just like literally just popped up overnight. And he calls the girl and he tells her that, hey, I'm in the hospital. And she's like, oh, my God, I'm going to come over. But she doesn't go. And the next day he calls her and she doesn't go. And she's making all these excuses that she's not going. And he's telling himself, like, you know, I've already been here a week and we've been knowing each other for a year and a half. You know about my disability. You know about some of my underlying issues. You know about this. And Ted says at this moment, I felt desperate. I felt as if I was begging for someone to be in my life. I felt like I was the only one that needed, I felt like I was the only one in the world and I was alone. It was my disability that made me feel alone. It was the one thing that I could think of, which is the reason why she never came. And I close my eyes and I can just only imagine how Ted was feeling. He left the hospital. He tried to call her again and she didn't answer the phone. It's like, what the heck is going on? He went by her house and her roommate was like, oh, she's not home. She's not here. He didn't know where she worked. But now he was like, you know, he's really trying to find out. Went back on the dating site, disconnected her profile, all this stuff. And he just felt like, what was going on? Like, what is happening? Heartbroken to the T while going through all these things in his life. And then one day, sorry for all the pauses, this is because I'm reading through the story that I have. And then one day he's out and about with his friend and they're eating ice cream, and he glimpses over and he feels like he's in some kind of rom-com because he felt like this could never happen in Chicago. But you know how they always say big cities, it's actually a small city, which is actually really true, because every time I go back to New York, I always end up seeing someone on the block. I'm like, hey, oh my God. So it's really not a big city. It's actually smaller than what we think, because it is a small world after all. And he sees her and he thinks this is some kind of rom-com little episode. And she quickly like gathers herself, like she's, you know, like, oh my God, surprised, because she's been ghosting dude. I mean, come on. They were going out for a year and a half. Que lo que, man, for real. And she quickly comes over, so she's not avoiding him. She's like, how are you doing? Oh, wow. And, da, da, da. And he was like, looking at her like, are you serious? He was like, are you serious? Like, this girl's just coming up to me like nothing ever happened. And right there, he said to her in her face, you know, I loved you. But you know what was the problem? And she said, what? She said, I didn't love myself. It's crazy because in all this energy he's putting, he's putting his disability, and he's being judged by his disability, but he's letting that disability, that's who he's a part of, he was saying. Like, this is who he is. He said he cannot change anything, but people automatically judge and think that they're not capable of love. They're not capable of doing certain things. Think about the people in our lives that we automatically say, well, they're not capable of this, but maybe there's something deeper. Maybe there's something that they're not experiencing or speaking with us. And I try to think of it in the sense of, you know, how can I love more? How can I love more? How can I love you more or love myself more when I am not my best? When it's something of who that comes with who I am, you know? How can I, if I have blue eyes, how can I love myself more with those blue eyes? And those blue eyes, probably I hated them all my life because I always got the attention for it. Like, I'm just giving you an example. And loving ourselves is not self-indulgent, but it's not. Self-love isn't just candles and cake, chocolate, and long baths and long walks on the beach. That's not just self-love. Yeah, those are things that you can take to alleviate self-care and self-love, but everything else is not. And this story kind of hit me because, you know, we are so obsessed sometimes with this idea of what something's supposed to be like and what is love supposed to be like. But love starts with ourselves. And again, every time I talk about volunteering, I always say, especially when I talk to companies, I'm like, yeah, volunteering is not about just helping other people. It's about also helping yourself, like literally taking time for yourself, volunteering time for yourself. Improving or whatever the case is, or loving yourself. And so again, I challenge you today on this podcast, and I know this podcast episode is a little short, but it's because it's so important for you to know, you know, how can you love more? What are you going to do right now? Remember, it manifests itself. It is a beautiful filter through which to engage with the world, and that is love. Muchísimas gracias for tuning in. I want to thank you for tuning in. This is a very short podcast today, but I'm trying to make it very short and simple and easy just because I know you guys are so busy with time. And I just want to think, I want you to think about it. How can you love your, literally your neighbor more, even if they're a bee? I know it sounds crazy. You know, your clients, your job, whatever the case is, because not everything's going to be perfect. And I try to think of this myself because it's the only way that we can try to think that it's love really is important. And it's how we put that out in the world. All right. Until next week, we will have our next episode. I hope you guys enjoy these three bonuses. And if you want to send a story, hello at DearGodAreWeThereYet.com. These are anonymous stories that I pull or I've gotten from others. And they're really powerful. They're very inspirational. But at the same time, it's all about social good because social good starts at home and then it flourishes into the world. Bueno, muchísimas gracias. Hasta la próxima. Chao, mi gente. Wepa! Thank you for tuning in. Show us your love and join the conversation on one of our ruedas sociales, social media, leave a podcast review, and be sure to tune in next week. ¿Y qué ahora? What's next? Check out our website and volunteer today. We have so many virtual volunteer opportunities, and remember, you can be a part of the change in a changing world. Hasta la próxima. Besos!